Lenny.
Penny.
Lenny.
Penny.
Brownstown with Penny Holes or Len Brown. Let's see who's on the phone.
And joining us on the telephone this morning is Deputy Mayor Penny Holes. Good morning.
Hi, hiya, Lucas.
Now, I thought we'd start this week. We had the kind of interesting topic on TV3's The Vote last week. The moot was kind of asking whether Auckland is sucking the life out of New Zealand. What did you think about the debate? Do you think that we're pulling our weight in a national sense?
I absolutely do. And interestingly enough, having just come back from the local government conference a couple of weeks ago, so does the rest of New Zealand. I think The Vote was an opportunity for a lot of people sitting in a lot of armchairs to just have a crack at Auckland. The reality is, with Auckland thriving, it helps the rest of New Zealand to thrive. There's absolutely no doubt about that. And we are pulling our weight. All of your, you know, petrol tax goes into the big pool and the rest of the country gets back far more than Auckland does. As the same with your taxes. So, you know, we're if you want to put it in a slightly mean-minded way, we're subsidising the rest of the country. Happy to do it, but they don't need to have a crack at us that way.
Fair enough. Well, it is election time around Auckland City. Local body elections are coming up very soon, which means we are starting to see a bit of policy being churned out. John Polino, one of the mayoral candidates, his latest comments are about setting up a second CBD as an alternative to the idea of intensification, which is part of the current Auckland plan. Before we get onto your opinions on that idea, have you seen many people making that kind of suggestion during the consultation process on the Auckland plan?
No.
Not many?
No. There's been a lot of discussion about how we spread the intensification around the rest of Auckland, and that's pretty much at the heart of the plan. So we've got our metro centres like Manukau, Henderson, Takapuna, Newlyn. So those are the next tier down from the big city centre, and the intensification will happen around those areas. Do we need to duplicate and build a second city centre in Manukau? I'm not too sure just what that means and what the impact of that would be. We're certainly hearing from our community that they don't want us to be completely Auckland centric, and I'm being from the west, I'm pretty committed to that. So we need to spread the goodies around our other metro centres. Do we want to then concentrate them in Manukau? I don't really think that that's going to be the answer to our issue, but we do need to. The bit that I am interested in, and this comes from a blogger called Ben Ross, who's an excellent thinker, this is concentrating our population growth around the transport nodes and, you know, heading further down south rather than spreading out into the countryside. You know, if we concentrate on the rail line down south and have a series of extended town centres down there, that's probably a better way to go. Do we want to grow Manukau into another Auckland centre? My personal view is, at this time, we don't.
Well, there are international places which will have things like cities within cities, almost very large business hubs within each city. But do you think Auckland is really even large enough for that kind of idea?
I think that's what we're doing. Well, you know, I know that's what we're doing. Our metro centres are the small city centres within a large city. So, you know, essentially we're a city of 120 villages with their own main town centres. You know, as I said, Takapuna, Henderson, Newlyn, Manukau. So we are already concentrating growth and resources into those key areas, looking for, you know, jobs and growing businesses, so that people who live in the areas surrounding them can work locally in their own local city centres. So I think we're doing that already.
Now, I saw an article last week in News Talk ZB talking about, it featured a quote from you saying that the Auckland Council do not support the concessions offered to SkyCity in return for the funding, for funding the convention centre, end quote. Why haven't we seen then a stronger fight back from the council against the deal?
So this is what we've put in our submission to the government, and we voted on our submission, and the vote certainly came out strongly in expressing our concern about the Pugues, the convention centre deal. The reality is this is not our gig. This is a deal between Sky City and the government. The only time the council will become involved is when it gets to the resource consent phase. So we haven't been involved in the debate, the discussion. We haven't been in any rooms with government or Sky City talking about this. So, essentially, this has been our first opportunity to express our concern, and we're going down to Wellington to do exactly that.
I think it is a valid point to say that it wasn't your deal struck in the first place. That is an important point to make. But at the same time, there are a lot of people who are being incredibly vocal in their opposition to the deal. Do you think the council could be doing more to make that position known, that they are strongly against the increased pokie machines and gambling licence for Sky City?
I'd advise people to have a look at our submission. It's online, and that's the submission that we're going to be presenting to the Select Committee in Wellington, and it certainly makes our view really, really clear that we are not happy about the deal, and we're pushing very hard for extra harm mitigation measures to be included. But, at the risk of repeating myself, this is the deal between Sky City and the government. All the banging on doors and shouting in the world wasn't going to change their minds.
Now, at a personal level, do you have a preference for what you would like to see as a convention centre for Auckland City?
My views are... Well, it's nice to have a chance to express my personal views. I've probably got a couple of concerns. I'm, coming from the West, we had a strong sinking lid policy on poker machines, so I'm not happy at all about the proliferation of poker machines. Mm-hmm. Secondly, the issue of a convention centre is very appealing. Lots of jobs, lots of big conventions, lots of money coming into Auckland. However, because we haven't been privy to the wider debate and discussion around this, I don't know what the impact on our existing facilities is going to be. So, we do have a lot of convention facilities in Auckland, and one wonders how they will survive the mega convention centre, and also as we look into the future, the cost of air travel and the environmental footprint of thousands of people coming here to conventions has probably a personal concern for me. So am I going to knock it and slag it? No, I'm not, because my equal responsibility also sits with jobs and economic growth for Auckland, but I do have personal concerns.
Well, thank you very much for joining us on the telephone this morning, Penny. And we'll
thank
speak
you.
To you in a fortnight.
I've been talking to you from the RSA in Te Atatū Peninsula. I'm at a community meeting here, so I'll head back into the RSA.
Well, enjoy it.
I happen to add, no beers are part of this.
As would be appropriate at 7:45 in the morning. Thank you very much, Penny.
Thanks, Lucas. Take care. Bye.
That was Auckland Deputy Mayor Penny Hulse.